Casper, I'm a Viking.
What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in. This is the Donuts podcast. I am your host, Justin Metcalf. Thanks so much for listening. This is a pretty important episode. When I started doing research on podcasts, I got some information from RSS.com, which is where I begin everything. And it says that most podcasts only last 7 episodes. So my goal was to get to that and still have a plan for more, which is, you know, difficult. There's a lot that goes into making these episodes. I want to make sure that I do it right. So I do a lot of research. I'm sure I still don't get everything perfectly right, but you know, I'm not perfect. So just back off. But anyway, this is a really important episode for me. I hit that milestone and I've got plans for recording several more in the near future. So thanks again for those of you that have listened. I see analytics so I can see how many downloads I get every day and where in the world people are. And you're all over the world. You're in Africa. You're in New Zealand, my good buddy there. And I mean, Europe, Asia, all over North America. Truly, I appreciate you listening and I hope that you enjoy it. As always, please feel free to share your thoughts. Let me know what you think. You can email me at chartandpants@gmail.com or you can hit me up on Twitter, which is easier. You can find me at mdonuts, that's 3 M's, D-O-N-U-T-S 742. And let me know your thoughts. I'm going to keep asking questions because I love the idea of having an open dialogue and an actual discussion, because these episodes were amazing for my childhood. And I really love the idea 35 years later of dissecting them and analyzing them in a really nerdy way. That's exciting for me. So I hope you enjoy it. So let's go ahead and go into it. You may remember from last week when we watched, or when we did There's No Disgrace Like Home, that somebody forgot to do the trivia questions. My assistant is, yeah, it's not going to happen this time though. So today's episode is Bart the General, and I will start with the trivia questions, and let's get into it. So question number one, what does Homer use to help Bart dry those tears? One of the two episodes that Bart cries, we know of anyway, at least in the first little while. I think the other one is when he sells his soul and he's praying, if I remember right. Yeah. TBD for confirmation. Question number two, what is the code of the schoolyard, or the rules that teach a boy to be a man, according to Homer Simpson? And the code of the schoolyard, if you can get any one of the three rules, then you get a point. But if you get all three of the three rules, you get a point. So, kind of grading on the curve. Yeah. It's fine. Number three. When Bart is marching his troops, you know, when they're training, how many kids does he have in his squad? All right. Okay, let's get into it, and then let's see how you do it at the end of the episode. So, like I said, this episode was called Bart the General. It aired on February 4th, 1990, and there were no guest stars. The first celebrity guest star, I think I alluded to it last week. It's Tom Jones. And I looked it up, though, just to verify which episode. So we don't get a celebrity guest star until, I think, the fifth episode of the second season. So, but I'm also, as I go through these episodes and preparing for these podcasts, I'm also re-watching all the episodes just in my free time, you know, to have in the background and stuff. And I just got to Homerpalooza, which is at the end of season 7. And it was my favorite episode growing up because I have always been a huge fan of the Smashing Pumpkins. And it was really cool to watch it again and see the original band. You know, even Darcy was there. She had a line. She doesn't tour with the band anymore. It's somewhat of a different lineup. Billy Corgan, big influence in my life growing up as a Gen Xer, and And then, of course, James Iha, Jimmy Chamberlain, they all had lines. It was really cool. And then there's other awesome bands like Cypress Hill. And it was very cool for me to see that growing up, because they were pop culture icons for my time. And it really brought me back. So I'm looking forward to reviewing that episode, season 7. Yeah, let's see, one episode a week. So that'll be in like 3 years. Stay tuned. I am considering a way to maybe do more of these, so that I'm putting out more than one a week, because I mean, there's enough episodes to be doing this podcast for more than 13 years. I don't know if I want to wait that long to get them all out. So just hang in there. We'll see how far these go. You know what? If it gets popular enough and enough people ask for it, then I will commit and I will do 2 episodes a week. How about that? There. Now I put it on you people. Ha ha. I hope that doesn't backfire. All right. Brief overview of this episode. This episode marks the first appearance of the recurring bully Nelson Muntz. Now, this is where we explore themes of bullying and pacifism and the complexities of conflict resolution, and it's all wrapped in classic Simpson humor. So this is going to be a good episode. There's also the first appearance of Herman, whose last name is Herman with 2 N's, believe it or not. Now, the original idea with Herman, he's the guy who owns the antique weaponry store in Springfield. The original idea with Herman was that every time he was in an episode, he would be he would have a different excuse or a different story as to how he lost his arm and why he only has one arm. That was going to be like a running gag, but it in writing, I guess, was abandoned. The first nod to it was a couple episodes ago when Mrs. Krabappel on the bus says, this is Homer's Odyssey. She says that a kid put his arm out the window and got it knocked off, you know, while he was on the bus. And then later in that episode, Herman says, yeah, I lost it because I put my arm out the window on a bus. So that was the first inkling of it. And then he mentions it a few more times. And then there's one episode way later in the series where you actually see it get decapitated or removed. Decapitated is a head. So dearmitated. And I wish that they had stuck to that. I know there's a lot of running gags, but I do wish that they had stuck to that more truly. And we would have had that, because it was a good bit, I thought. This also says, this is also the first episode where Grandpa Simpson is shown. But because, again, they were shown out of order, the episode, the Simpsons roasting, whatever, fire, you know, the first episode, the actual first episode that was aired, Abraham Simpson is singing with the family, so he's already in an episode. Again, when we see this is the first episode with blah blah blah, we have to like really look into it, because does that mean original writing or according to the air date? So, you know, it's a little convoluted, but at the end of the day, it's fine. Let's not get our panties in a twist about it, okay? Like, if you're already getting a tweet together to tell me that I'm wrong about something, just relax, okay? Still send the tweet, though. I'm lonely. This episode, though, it does have a lot of lines for Abraham Simpson, which is cool. Lots of nods to old wartime movies like Patton. There's a lot of music and dialogue from Patton. Fox owned the rights to Patton, so they could use it all, which was cool. And of course, growing up, I had no idea what that was, because I hadn't seen Patton. But now I recognize the themes and the some of the lines. So But you could also see there's the marching sequence is a nod to Stanley Kubrick's Full Metal Jacket. I mean, the marching sequence, it looks like every other, but they do specifically mention that, I believe, in a DVD commentary. Somebody can double check my math on that one, though. The Longest Day from 1962 is also referenced. And when Bart is talking about the few exceptions to, quote, there are no good wars, he does say that the exceptions to that are the Revolutionary War, World War II, and Star Wars. So Star Wars is also referenced, which is super cool. Because I'm a nerd. there's also a reference to Cool Hand Luke, I think, in the scene where Bart is looking at Nelson. You can see him in his sunglasses. Pretty sure. Again, any really old nerds, please Gen X or younger. I'm not interested in hearing from boomers. No offense. Well, yeah, offense. I just, you know, in true classic Gen X form, we just don't want to hear your trash, hippie. No, there's always been like this divide between us Gen Xers and them dirty old boomers. We hated them before you did, before you guys came up with that, okay, boomer. So, you know, shut up. Okay, let's start with the gags. You ready? There are none. So this is another episode, just like the very first one that aired, where there's not an intro gag. It starts out with Simpson, and then instead of going to the school, it just cuts straight to the Simpsons' house. So there's and then it just starts in on the episode. The music kind of calms down, and that's it. So there's no chalkboard gag, and there's no couch gag. Womp womp. It's a bummer. So first scene is Homer pulling out pulling open the oven. Lisa is making cupcakes for Miss Hoover's birthday. And it's cool because the scene, it's from the point of view inside the oven. And you wonder, how did they get the camera in there? Because like there's steam lines from the heat too. So like, you know, it was real. It's pretty cool. When Lisa gets to school, Nelson's goon destroys the cupcakes, takes one and then, you know, destroys the rest of them. Bart gets in a fight with him and then Nelson picks him up and Bart's flailing around and he smacks Nelson and Nelson says, "Nobody makes me bleed my own blood." What movie is that from? Extra points if you can tell me what modern movie it's from. Because that also is a nod. It originally was not from this movie that I'm thinking, that you're thinking, with Ben Stiller. Anyway, the initial fight scene was humorous and definitely happened because of Bart's overconfidence. But I wonder how you think the portrayal of Nelson ended up being. He's pretty close to the same character throughout. I mean, in his first one, he's a lot, you know, he's quieter, but he's still just as dull, just as big and menacing. I think the only thing that's really missing is his ha-ha. Aside from that, he's still the, you know, like the classic bully. And of course, they end up adding the other bullies like Kearney and Mork and Mindy. I don't remember the other names. Jimbo, Kearney, and Dolph. Anyway, so they add those eventually. And there's plenty of episodes where all four of them are together, but we'll talk about the idea of bullies more at that point. But right now, it's just the one. Well, the one main bully, and then his two little lackeys. So how do you think the portrayal of this quintessential school bully held up? So I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on that. Then Bart gets his butt whooped. He gets a dozen punches in the face, and then he rides a garbage can all the way home. And then, you know, that's when he ends up running into the bathroom and crying, and Homer Homer's in there to encourage him, and that's where a couple of the trivia questions come up. So we'll skip that initially. But in classic Homer fashion, Homer encourages Bart to fight dirty. And Bart, frustrated, turns to Grandpa Simpson for advice, which is where it really starts to take off. But we see this a lot, this contrasting parenting style between Marge and Homer. And that as it plays out in this episode, it pretty much remains the same throughout the series. You know, Homer's got really outlandish and idiotic ideas, and Marge is far more of like the pacifist, and just definitely opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of parenting styles, which is interesting because I've been married 21 years, and I know, I mean, you're not going to agree on everything, but when you have polar opposite views on really key things with your parenting, it's not good. Like, it's hard. And eventually the man has to give in. I mean, someone has to give in, and cooperate. That's not the right word. Compromise. Duh. Yeah. Compromise. Because, I mean, you've got to be on the same page, or at least close to it, in my opinion. So the way I'm seeing this is, how did they stay together for 35 years without aging a day? No, we're not going to talk about that. And still remain so lovingly close. Makes you think, right? Like, if they can make it, you know, maybe some of us are looking at this the wrong way. You know what I mean? Something to think about. All right. How do you feel about Grandpa Simpson's introduction and his initial characterization? His view is pretty much the same. Like, the animation colors do change of his wardrobe, but the rest of his wardrobe, it's exactly the same. Same slippers, pants, and long sleeve shirt with a little bolo tie. Same guy. And the voice is the same person. It's just a slightly different tone. So looking at Grandpa Simpson in this episode is pretty much what we get for the rest of the series. You know, it's pretty close. So, you know, as you analyze it, as you think about Grandpa Simpson's introduction and his initial characterization, what do you think? Do you think this was the right way to go? I've always loved Abe Simpson. I love later in the series when he starts screaming and ranting. I think he did pretty well in this one. Because you get the older, like, you know, he fought in the old wars and stuff. And you get that kind of mentality and dubious nature. So that's what I think. Let me know what you think. His recounts of old experiences, though, are mostly fabricated, and you can tell. And that's something that he does throughout his entirety as a character. But he doesn't stop sharing. I mean, always is sharing some random story. And then, of course, back in my day, it was called, that's like his shtick, you know, which I think is funny. So he takes Bart into Herman, and that's where we meet Herman. And, So there you go. That's that bit. And then the training montage starts. There's training montages in so many movies. I think one of the most iconic would definitely be Rocky Balboa's training montage. Montage has always been a big thing of film, big importance, because you can fast forward the story in a very short time and still tell the whole story. So it's a technique that's been used in film for a long time. I think they use it pretty well here in The Simpsons. There are sometimes in some episodes, and also in like Family Guy, where they use a montage to poke fun at using a montage, which is clever. I always like those kinds of jokes. So this one's pretty good, though. So Bart gathers an army of neighborhood kids to fight back, and there's this parody of war movies in the training montage. and there's visual gags and some pretty good comedic timing. And then there's the battle. So the kids launch a water balloon assault on Nelson and his thugs. And Nelson eventually is defeated and forced to surrender. And I wonder if you pick up on this, but it seems to me that Nelson is a good deal larger in this first depiction than he is in future episodes. I'm pretty sure that his size comes down a little bit moving forward, but in this first one, he's quite a bit bigger. So they execute the battle, and it's interesting that they use the non-violent weapons of water balloons, and then they win the fight. I think that was a message that was intentional, because, you know, in the first fight earlier in the episode, Nelson just wallops Bart, punch him in the face. That was hard to watch. I don't really love, I don't know. It's ironic, honestly. I can watch Itchy and Scratchy cutting each other's faces off, but like, it bugs me when I see a little 10-year-old kid get punched in the face. It just kind of goes to my, it shows my desensitization of violence. It's, I think one could argue that my views on it are skewed. So really, it's probably best to leave this up to y'all. What do you think? How did you feel about that? The use of nonviolent weapons, water balloons, and how that won the war. The aftermath is pretty funny. So they're in, you know, they're in peace talks afterwards, and Herman is drafting a peace treaty between Bart and Nelson. And then Marge arrives with fresh cupcakes, and it brings a sense of normalcy, which became a very common theme with these episodes, because that's how they would close out. Because you get closure, and then that's the end of the episode. That means the next episode can start, you know, back at the normal, the same place. They sometimes poke fun at that and intentionally leave an episode without closure. But for the most part, this is the standard spiel of a Simpsons episode. So that's it. That's the episode. And there's a lot to discuss. There's the different types of humor, because there's quite a few. There's slapstick humor, and that's historically been, I think, my favorite growing up. But it was also very, very popular and prominent in the 90s and in the 80s, even more so in the 80s. That slapstick comedy of, you know, like somebody getting hit in the groin with a football. Then there's also satire. Satire became a lot more prominent through the 90s and into the 2000s. And sometimes it takes a different kind of intellect to really get it. Growing up, I know a lot of it was lost on me, but then watching it again later as a teen or as an adult was, you know, I understood it more. But then there's the wordplay. The wordplay humor and like obscure references, that kind of stuff I didn't get until I was much older. I was really dumb growing up. I'm just realizing. It's interesting. Well, anyway, so there's at least those three different types of humor. And it makes you think, first of all, I mean, I think it was definitely intentional, but at what stage of our lives did we understand which type of humor? Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm sharing my experience. I'm telling you, when I was a 10-year-old kid watching this 10-year-old Bart, I thought it was hilarious when Homer would get hit in the nuts by something. You know, I just would die laughing. But if they made an obscure reference to a movie called Patton from 1970, I didn't get it. I just thought, well, this is different. You know, I didn't see Patton. But these nods and this extra emphasis on that type of humor was pretty awesome. I think it's what has contributed to the longevity of the show, in my opinion. So there's also character development, quite dramatic character development for a lot of different characters, because there's contributions to the development of Bart. Obviously, he's the main focus of this episode. Lots of character development for him from the beginning of the episode, as he's trying to defend his sister and then getting beat up and feeling despair, and then getting encouragement from his friends or his family, and then, you know, organizing this neighborhood anti-bully rally or battle. Lots of character development there. We see some with Lisa and Homer and Marge as well, but also definitely Grandpa. Grandpa Simpson sees a great deal of character development. And I feel like a lot of the scenes with him kind of set the stage and help the writers see, yeah, this is where we want to go with Grandpa Simpson. Again, like everything else, that's my opinion. What's yours? And I'll tell you how it's wrong. The themes were pretty cool. I didn't really, like I said, I didn't fully understand them at the time, but these themes, the really deep, meaningful ones, like the bullying and the family dynamics and conflict resolution and pacifism, I didn't really understand them for what they were at the time, but now I see the themes more overtly. So it's easier for me to identify. There's also lots of cultural references, and it's not just the movies, but sometimes with those movies, they are cultural references because they were cultural phenomenons. Like Star Wars was a major pop culture phenomenon. So when there's references to that, or other major movies like Patton was huge, then you know, that counts as more of a cultural reference than just like a nod to a movie. And there were several, I think I counted 7 or 8 different references or nods to other movies, like war movies. It was pretty cool. And I think it really all added up to the what became the legacy of The Simpsons and the lasting impact of their show, and particularly this episode, and how it lasted through the years. So time to engage you, the listeners. So let's engage with me. What are your favorite moments from Bart the General? Are you like me and you still, it's hard to watch because the animation and the portrayal of the characters is so vastly different or just outdated? Or, you know, do you fully enjoy every minute of it? And are you the kind of person who wishes all the Simpsons episodes stayed like this? And if you are, you're a psychopath and stop listening to my show. And I'm just kidding. Yeah, kind of. Do you think the messages in this episode were effective? And specifically, not the gathering your friends together as a war party and beating someone up, but the message about pacifism, mostly from Marge. Do you feel like that was effective? Because one could argue that there's both ideas are laid out there, and then we see the one come to fruition. And one could argue that, you know, I don't know if I want to get my buddies together and do some training and go and take out this bully with violence because he's bigger and scarier than me. So maybe I'll go the route of pacifism. So something to think about. That might have been a little more obscure than some of my other questions, so I apologize. But lastly, how do you think this episode compares to other classic Simpsons episodes? You know, my opinion, I think this episode shows more of the out of order of how they were placed, because I think there's a big difference between this and Homer's Odyssey, these two episodes, and like the ones later in the season. Some we've already watched, but others that we're going to see here in the future. I think there was a vast difference both in animation and production between the first couple episodes and the last episodes of the first season. There was a lot of growth and evolution in the first season. I think, in my opinion, like I said, this episode was very clearly one of the first drawn up episodes. I think it just shows. So engage with me, share your thoughts, tell me what you think. Find me on social media, on X at Donuts742. And tell me what you think. Yeah? All right. Don't forget to do your homework. Okay? Tired of telling you to do, just do your freaking homework. It's not hard. What I'm asking you to do is go open up Disney Plus and watch an episode of The Simpsons. All right? Come on. Next week, it's a good one. It's Moaning Lisa. It's when we meet Bleeding Gums Murphy. It's a really good, deep, poignant episode And it's almost entirely focused on Lisa and her talents. And it's a good episode. So go watch it. Try to get top scores in the trivia and then tweet about it. Let me know what you got. So see ya. Just kidding. Speaking of trivia, thought I was going to do it again, huh? Here are the answers. Ready? Number one, what does Homer use to help Bart dry those tears? It was a blow dryer. This was the part of slapstick comedy that I was talking about. This scene where he turns on a blow dryer and then Bart's face is like blown off his skull. That humor killed me as a kid. It was just so funny. It's so stupid, but I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. I was a dull kid. Number two, what is the code of the schoolyard, or the rules that teach a boy to be a man, according to Homer Simpson? Number one, don't tattle. Number two, always make fun of those different from you. And number three, never say anything unless you're sure everyone else feels the exact same way you do. Stupid. Homer, I love these. I never loved the episodes of The Simpsons where Homer is like last week, where Homer's like this really smart character. I'm so glad they developed him this way. He's a much better dummy than he is an intelligent character. If you got any of those, you get a point. If you got all three of them, you get still 1 point. So no cheating. When Bart is marching his troops, how many kids does he have in his squad? All right. If you know this answer, for real, I want to know about it. Okay, no cheating. This was a trick question. Because in the first several scenes, there's 12. But towards the end of the montage, as they're marching and they're doing the, you don't know what I've been told, there's 16. And yeah, one could argue, well, maybe they got four more troops during the shut up. You know that it was just a foible of animation. We both know it. So just be quiet. So if you got that answer, if you said 12 and 16, and that's a trick question, you have to tell me. I have to know, because I need to be able to tell you that you're a filthy liar. So keep you on your toes. Thanks again for listening. I appreciate it. I'm so glad that you're enjoying these episodes. I love The Simpsons. I love going through this and analytically discussing these. I geek out so much for it. So I'd love to hear your feedback. You know how to get to me. Thanks for listening. I will see you next week.
Daddy, these rubber pants are hot.